you, thank 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 you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? Hey, Nia. Hey, Kirby. Hey, Teresa. Hey, Katina. Hey, Sheree. Hey, DeShannon. How y'all doing this morning? Woo, thank you, thank you, thank you. My goodness. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. Woo, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you. Hey, good morning, y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Tiff. Good morning, Shimona. Good morning, Tina. Thank you, 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 thank you. You are good. You are faithful. You are good. You are faithful. You are good. And you are faithful. You are good and you are faithful. You are good and you are faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for keeping us from danger that we don't even know we see. Things that may have tried to take us over last night, but you stood in the way. Thank you, Lord God. For the no's, for sometimes when you tell us no and we don't understand, but you understand the bigger picture. When you tell us no, no, no isn't you denying us. No isn't you rejecting us. No isn't you forsaking us. No isn't you forgetting about us. No just may be no because you have the greater plan. You know what we need. You know where we need to be. You know the relationships that we need to be connected to. So Father God, when you give us a no, help us to be more mature. Woo! And waiting, Lord God, on our yes, help us to remain faithful that every promise of God is yes and amen. Help us to not throw tantrums. Help us to not forsake. Help us to not forget the instructions. Help us to walk in more wisdom while we're waiting. Help us to tap more into your power. Help us, Lord God, to walk in a manner that's worthy of how you have called us. Help us to not create Ishmaels when there is a promise of an Isaac. Help us, Lord God. Help us to not create Ishmaels. Help us to not go do things on our own and do things in our own way because you haven't moved at the rate or the speed or the capacity. Do not let us act like children who throw tantrums, Lord God, who buck you, who rebel against you. Lord, help us with our pride. We know that pride is destructive and haughtiness does not glorify you. And humility, oh my God, is what draws your attention towards us. A humble person, a broken and a contrite spirit, not a puffed up spirit. So Father God, forgive us for our pride. Forgive us, Lord God, when we do not surrender ourselves or our ways because we think we know better than you know, Lord God. You are the master creator. You are the artist. You are the chief. You are the CEO. You are the head of our lives. Teach us, Lord God, how to surrender to you, to properly surrender to you. Teach us, Lord God, not to worry and get weary and walk away from the divine timing of God. Oh my God, help us not to abort and abandon assignments because things seem too hard. Ooh, you are written in our DNA, Lord God. So let us act in a manner that's worthy of who you are as our Father, Lord God. Pull us away from all godly temptation, anything that is not like you, that won't give you glory, Lord God. Pull us away from it. Pull us away from all ungodly relationships, relationships, Father God, that will not bring you glory. Bring us and remove us from unhealthy situations, negative and unhealthy mindsets, cycles that we've been trapped in over and over again that do not look like you, that do not bring you glory. Lord God, remember us today. Woo! Remember your children today. Remember us in heaven, Lord God. Remember our brokenness. Remember we need a sound mind. Remember us. Remember we need your joy today. Remember us today. Remember the circumstances and situations that have yet worked out yet, Lord God. Remember the court cases. Remember the health concerns. Woo! Remember the employment that's needed. Remember the promotion and increase that's needed, Lord God. Remember us today, oh Lord. And I'm asking you, Father God, some of us need you to move quickly. Woo! We need a quick response. We do not need a delayed response. We need a quick response. And if there is anything that we are doing that's hindering you from moving, please reveal it to us, Lord God, because we desire to be in your perfect will, Father God. But some of us need a quick response. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we release our angels. Woo! My God, into our fields, which are wired to harvest, to go get our promotion, to go get the increase, to move us into a position of favor. Holy Spirit, we cannot operate throughout this day without you being advocate. Woo! My God, you are a good advocate. So we thank you for all that you've done so far, but bring us into the alignment of this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice, and but bring us into the conversations we need to have this day, even if it's a hard conversation. Bring us into divine portals and doors being open for this day, Lord God. Orchestrate and move our move us in a way, Lord God, that brings us into the power of your glory. Transform us from the inside out so that we can be more like you. We thank you for a quick move of God. We thank you, Father God, that we will worship while we wait. We thank you, Father God, for bold prayers. We thank you, Father God, that you are counteracting every attack of the enemy, that you are destroying the strongholds, the yokes, the barriers, the walls, the blockades, the things that have tried to interfere with our path, Lord God. We thank you. Those things are being destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. We tear down strongholds and wicked imaginations in our mind that have tried to keep us from believing. We position ourselves in a place, Father God, so that we can receive more of your power, so that we can receive more of your strength, so that we can receive more of your grace. Lord God, we thank you that your goodness and your mercy overtakes us and overruns us today. Father God, we thank you. We will rest in our minds. We bring an arrest over worry. We arrest fear. We arrest anxiety. We arrest doubt today, Lord God. And we seat ourselves at your feet to receive everything we need. We take every concern, our marriage, our finances, our health, our children, our purpose, the things that you call them to, and we place them at your feet today. We need your help. Woo! We need your help, Lord God, and we don't want to hinder us any longer. So we're getting out the way today. We refuse worry. We refuse anxiety. We refuse doubt. We refuse fear, Lord God. We're placing those things at your feet today. Woo! We thank you. The strongholds are being broken in our mind today. We thank you. We will not have repeated cycles of worry, anxiety, fear, of lust, of anything that's trying to destroy us. Those things are broken today in the name of Jesus. Sabotage every plot, plan of the enemy today in the name of Jesus. Satan, we render you useless in our life today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call forth and thank you in advance for every spiritual blessing. But Father God, some of us need your tangible hand in our lives today. So Father God, we thank you for the earthly blessings as well. Father, forgive us for our sins. My God, for sometimes there are many, sometimes there are few. Regardless, they don't bring you honor. Forgive us for our sins that we've committed against you, that we've committed against others, Lord God. Lord, we desire to do and know your will. Let your presence be with us today. Let your presence be in our home. Let your presence be in our cars. Let your presence be at work. Let your presence be in the hospital. Let your presence be in the prison today. Let revival break out in the prisons today. Father God, and where there are dry places like Ezekiel, call these dry places to live. Woo! My God, you do not prune us for us to remain barren and dry. You prune us so that we can bear more fruit. So Father God, today in the name of Jesus, oh my God, it went out on Instagram. Father God, today in the name of Jesus, we thank you for holiness. We thank you for power. We thank you for joy. We thank you for love. We thank you for peace. We thank you, Father God, for a mindset that honors you. We thank you, Lord God, for the truth. And we thank you, Father God, that the devil is defeated. Y'all hold on just a second, that the devil is defeated, my God, and under our feet. Thank you, Lord God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord God. 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 We thank you, Father God, that the blessing is rich and that it comes with no sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, that our mind is the mind of Christ and our will is the will of God. We thank you, Father God, for bringing us into sovereignty and bringing us into truth. We thank you, Lord God, that your glory is being revealed today. We thank you, Father God, for a new measure of strength. We thank you, Father God, for a new measure of power. We thank you, Father God, for how well you love us. We thank you, Father God, for how well you take care of us. We thank you, Father God, for the blessing is rich and it add no sorrow to our life, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for troubling what troubles us. Woo! Thank you for troubling what troubles us. Thank you for troubling what troubles us, Lord God. Thank you for contending with those that contend with us, Father God. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We give you all the glory. Father God, do something special for Tanika. Do something special for Vanessa. Do something special for Teresa. Do something special for Dietrich. Do something special for Sandra. Do something special for Cherie. Do something special for Charisse. Do something special for Shamana. Do something special for Lavenda. Do something special for Jasmine. Do something special for Rachel. Do something special for DeShannon. Do something special for Nisi. Do something special for Shonda. Do something special for Lynette. Do something special for Surfield. Do something special for Tanika. Do something special for Katina. Do something special for Angela. Do something special for Manasa. Do something special for Thea. Do something special for Sam. Do something special for Patricia. Do something special for Cheryl. Do something special for Jessica Mason and Jessica Thompson. Do something special for Edie. Do something special for Deshauna. Do something special for Sonia. Do something special for Nay and Julia and Lexis. Do something special, Father God, for Teresa and Trina and Jerrica and Joyce. Do something special, Father God, for Michelle and Valda, Lord God. Do something special this morning, Lord God, for Nia and Kirby, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we see your hand today like never, ever, ever before. Do something special, Father God. Show us a sign. Make us a sign and a wonder for a generation. Do something special for Tiffany. Do something special, Father God. My God, for everybody connected to this devotion, we are your children, and we will pray bold prayers, and we will ask you, Lord God, for those things that we need boldly. We thank you, Father God, for the power of God and the glory of God. My God, the manner in which you will move, the fresh oil being poured out today Woo! Your favor that goes before us, your favor that produces supernatural increase, your favor that causes policies, rules, and regulations to be reversed to our advantage, your favor, and then the grace, Lord God, to sustain. Woo! The grace, Lord God, to sustain. The grace, Lord God, to sustain, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Woo! Well, I don't know what happened to Instagram this morning, but we beg y'all. Oh my God, you can get the full prayer on YouTube and on Facebook. You can catch those later. Lord, we are just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your just your grace, your mercy, your love, your power, your strength. For who you are to us. You are so real and so tangible. Remember, this is the third day that we've just been believing God for miracles, for signs, for wonders, for those that believe, and to also for those that do not believe. I've been asking the Lord God, make me a sign for the generations, not for selfishness, not because my name needs to be out there because I want to make Jesus famous. So I've been asking the Lord, make me a sign for the generations that you are real, for those that don't believe, for those that won't walk worthy with you. Make me a sign for generations that being set apart is cool, that we don't have to walk the road. We don't have to walk the wide path to get what we want. God made us in the uniqueness of his character, our unique talents and gifts that he has given us, the things that he has given us that is put inside of us were not given to us so that we operate in a space or a place of compromise. I pray today this is the last day you compromise your self-worth to try to get what already belongs to you through faith. Woo! My God. That you get coming to recognition today how set apart you really are, that you realize that what you need is working on the inside, and it will be expressed later on the outside, that you trust God today in the transformation process from glory to glory and grace to grace, that you will not give up or abandon your heavenly seat to get what you want quicker. I thank the Lord for the assignment of the enemy that is broken, that has been against you being broken over your life. I'm thanking him in advance that networking, negative, fleshly mindset that has let you be drawn into relationships that are unhealthy, that are ungodly, that have just kept you in cycles and circles, is being broken off today. I thank you that the eyes of your understanding are open to the hope of who he called you to be. Can you put that in your notes? I need to know who you call me to be. I need to know. Come on, y'all. I need you to know. I need to know who you called me to be. I don't even know nothing else but who you call me to be, who you say I am. And we drive out the spirit of confusion that has left us in confused states of mind, tossing to and fro. Some of us have been double-minded, not because we wanted to be double-minded, but just because life has just seemed to take us all over the place. And every time we turn around, something new has been introduced into our environment, or a new person has been introduced into our environment to confuse us about who God says we are. It's about who God says we are and nothing else. And I don't want you to live in fragments. I'm just going to speak by the Spirit. I'm going to give you scripture. We're still in Ephesians 2 and 10. But I need you to speak by the Spirit this morning. And I don't want you to live in fragments of what God, fragments, you already whole. You whole because Jesus made you whole. And no, we'll never be worthy of this because he is the one that is giving us worth. Like, we are never get worthy, but help us to take the grave clothes off. Some of us have been still wearing the grave clothes. We glorify the grave clothes. Help us to take the grave clothes off and put on our righteousness. Woo! My God. And Sandra, that's so good. Mom Sandra said, I need to know who you are calling me in this season. That's something that I pray often, that when I'm transitioning in the season, when I'm making transitions, I'm in the new seasons. When you are in new seasons, there may be a new version of you that needs to show up, Keisha. There may be a new version of you that needs to show up, Jessica. I don't want to walk in the immature version of me that was a part of last season, because who needs to show up this season to carry the mantle, to walk in the calling to take possession of the fruit may need to look way more different, Tiff, than who operated in seasons before. Because I also have to recognize, come on, y'all, rock with me for just a second. I also have to recognize that who I was in another season, Julia, could be predicated on my trauma, could be predicated on the things that I've done to protect myself. I used to be so closed off to people. Now, it's a difference in discernment, my God, and fear and worry and anxiety. I used to be so closed off to people because I had been burned so many times. So then I set myself, Jessica, in a little bubble that would keep me safe, right? I set myself in a little bubble and a little place that would keep me safe, right? And so I was operating in the safety and the parameters of who I was to keep me safe. But in that, in the safety of my arms, hold on, in the safety of my arms, because I wasn't in the safety of God's arm. Psalms 91 reminds us, he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, she, Lakeisha, who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, I'm protected under the Almighty. Well, when I'm protecting myself, God is never getting the chance to properly protect me. And it may be a season. There's a season of hiding. There's so many different seasons. There's a season of hiding. There's a season of waiting. There's all these different things. But in a season where it's time for me to go, in a season where it's time for me to go, in a season where it's time for fruit to bear, those things don't happen correctly until I'm planted in the right environment. Psalms 1 reminds us we got to be planted so that we can flourish. Come on. We got to be planted so we can be flourishing. Well, if I have mechanisms and things in place in which I'm protecting myself and I'm living according to the strength of Lakeisha and I'm operating in this zone where I need to, and it's a season to go. It's time out. We out of hide. We, me and you, we out, Tip. We out of hiding. We out of hiding. That season of hiding is over for us. When I operate in the mechanisms and the things that protected me and kept me safe when I was in a season of hiding, when God was hiding me in the cleft of his arms, hiding me in my rock. And then sometimes, can I just speak by the Spirit? Sometimes we stay in hiding longer than we should, when God is trying to pull us into a space. He's trying to pull us out of grave clothes. He's trying to pull us into victory. It is a form of bondage. He's trying to pull us into relationships that we need to have in this next season. And we won't even let the relationships happen because the old us is still trying to govern us. The old us is still trying to rule us. The hurt us, the fearful us, the anxious us, the worried us, woo, is still trying to take governance. And the problem is we are looking for the tangible evidence of God when faith says, he said, he'll never leave me or forsake me. Woo! When faith says he has made me more than a conqueror. So just because there's an obstacle in my way as I'm going into my new season doesn't mean I don't have the ability and skill set to conquer that obstacle that's in the way. If I'm properly planted and the Spirit of the Lord is dwelling me, then I'll go exactly where he needs me to go. And his magnetic pull by the Spirit, it's not my flesh, y'all gotta hear me in this. His magnetic pull by the Spirit will pull me through obstacles, will pull me over obstacles, and will pull me to my divine destiny. Woo! But I'm going to have to let go of what was containing me in the last season. Woo, Jesus. I'm going to have to let go of what was containing me in the last season. I'm going to have to want to come out the box. I'm going to have to want to step into new relationships. I'm going to have to want to take the promotion. Come on now. I was watching the man of God yesterday, and he was like, God is it, your prayers. Pastor Eugene Whitmore, oh my gosh, I shared it. And he was just, oh my God, man, it was the confirmation I need. God done all, he said something powerful yesterday. God done already heard the prayers. Some of us, it's nothing wrong with petitioning heaven. I believe in petitioning heaven as such a place that we bow to heaven on our behalf. But some of us, God has already heard the prayers. Now it's the yes that he needs. Woo! And it's a full committed yes. I'm committing myself to being developed. I'm committing myself to walking in a manner. That's the scripture. I'm walking in a manner that's worthy of who you call. I'm committing myself to walk in a manner. I'm committing to step out my comfort zone. I'm committing myself to give you my best. I'm committing myself to make you my first. I'm committing, not the last, not the in-between. I'm committing myself to make you my first. I'm committing myself to allow you to be the good shepherd. I'm committing myself to let you lead me, even if you lead me through the valley of the shadow of death. Because I know without a doubt by faith that there is nothing too hard for my God. There is no circumstance or situation that I face that is too hard for you. What I'm doing may be scary. What I'm doing may be confusing. What I'm doing may be hard. What I'm doing may be comfortable. But I'm committing myself, woo, to you. That's the level of commitment he's looking for. But I'm committing myself. I'm committing myself to you, Lord. I'm committing myself that if you're asking me to step out boldly in another level of faith, woo, that you would never, ever, ever, ever let me fall. So then I have to arrest the thoughts, arrest the mindset, arrest the confusion. And can I tell y'all something? Some, I'm just about to, what the Lord, I hear the Lord saying, some of us have been operating at the same level because there is confusion. Seems like every time we know for sure, we hear God say something, that there is a person of doubt that slips in. Come on now. A person of doubt that seems to just kind of slip in to throw us off. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we drive out and bind the spirit of confusion off of our lives right now, today. We will no longer be confused by what you say. Your sheep know your voice. And whoever and whatever the distractions is that have been married to our old purpose, who are uncomfortable with us moving according to the divine timing of God, remove them from our lives today or transform them in the image of Christ. Confusion has to go in the name of Jesus. So I want to give you this last little part of this, and then we're going to wrap this up today. Oh my gosh, just let me give you this part. Remember, we're digging through Ephesians 2 and 10. We're digging through Ephesians 2 and 10. You have heard God. You know this is God. You know what God has said. You are operating right. And I don't care if the voice is your own, telling you you won't make it, telling you you don't have enough, telling you it's not going to happen. I don't care if the voice is your own. We drive out and cancel off that voice too. I declare today that the voice of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord, will be louder in you than any other voice, than your own voice that is circumvented in fear, anxiety, and worry. The spirit of the Lord will lead you. The spirit of the Lord will allow you to move, right? So remember, we have been talking and breaking down Ephesians 2 and 10. So I want to get to the part of the verse that says, which God has ordained you that we should walk in them. Woo! Come on. You have been prepared beforehand. This was already in you. See, people don't like this kind of teaching or talk. This was already in you. The Lord has been showing me lately, anything that anybody has not experienced by the Spirit, they'll try to say it's the mind. Well, it ain't necessarily theologically sound. When Jesus came, they said he wasn't theologically sound. They didn't even trust Jesus to be Jesus. Anytime someone has not experienced a way or a manner of God, I'm not talking about things that don't line up with scripture. I'm talking about things that still could line up with scripture. But because someone else has not encountered or even dare to trust God at that level, or dare to live by the Spirit at that level, then they will charge what the Lord is saying. That can't be God. What if it is God? What if it is God? What if it is God? So there are things that have been ordained and prepared for you so that you could go do good works, not for yourself, so that you could go do works, good works for the kingdom of God. I don't care what the assignment is. I don't care where the mountain of influence is. You were created to do good works for the kingdom of God, right? And so God was already preparing you for the performance of a lifetime. Woo! Come on. God is already preparing you for the appointments. There is a calling. There is something you are called into that is greater than you, right? And you don't do this in your own strength. This is not in your own power. This is not according to, see, you'll limit yourself. The degrees are helpful. The training is helpful. That's not what I'm saying. But you'll limit your power to the degrees, to the training, to the circles, to the people that you've operated in. When the Lord has said, see, we quote Ephesians 3 and 20 all the time. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more all that we can think and ask. And we stop at what we think God can do based on the ask. But the next part of the verse says, according to the power that works within us. Woo! So what God has called you to do is working within you through the only power. I tell Judah all the time when we're playing basketball, because Judah will do some things that don't, like that go beyond the odds on the court when he is tapped in the power. I tell him all the time, what you need is inside of you. I don't care how much training you've had, that's good. But what you need to conquer the giant, what you need to win this game, what you need to show up as the best version of you, Judah, is inside of you. And then we pause and pray. And I remind him, greater is he that is in him. He causes the performance. He causes it to happen. God already created. This was way before you were you. Psalms 139, 16. These were way before you were you. Woo! Come on. This will work. So, and can I tell you something? It's not just one good work. So when Mama Sandra says, show me who I'm supposed to be in this season, it's not just one good work. It's not just one good work. God has called you. Woo! I don't care if you've retired. I don't care if you've got older. I don't care if you've had kids. God has called you to do a series of good works. You are vital. You are important to the kingdom of God at some capacity. And only the devil in his stupid antics, who uses flesh and blood to get to us, wants to keep you from being the very best version of who you are in Christ Jesus. Oh, my God. My God. The good works are the fruit and the effects of the Spirit of the Lord inside of you. That's what your good works are. So I don't tap more into external things. I have got to tap more into the Spirit. Oh my God. So I can divinely arrive into the position that I'm supposed to be right at the right time. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you for your word on today. I thank you, Father God, that your word is not masked, that the scales are removed off our eyes, that this word will take off all through us like lightning fast. Take off, take off, take off, take off, that we become married to the truth that there is something greater going on in the inside of us for your glory. My God, show us your glory. Let us walk in your glory. Let us preach in your glory. Let us talk in your glory. We sabotage every plot, plan, and lie of the enemy today. We declare we will become victorious. We declare today we will walk, my God, in new. Cause blind eyes to see. Cause deaf ears to hear. Woo! Let your power and fresh oil rest on us today. Woo! Trouble what troubles us. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh my God. This, woo, I hope you steward this. You can go back and get this on Spotify. You can go back and get this on Apple. I hope today that you take this word and let the Lord deal with you in your heart. Like, Holy Spirit, show me in my heart where I'm not living in the truth. Show me in my heart where I'm not living in boldness. Show me in my heart where I'm not stepping out. Show me, it's time you take the grave clothes off and live in righteousness. The redemption story is not just for heaven. Your redemption is now. Woo! Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Your redemption is also now. Woo! My God. And you are secured today in his grace. And you are secured today in his glory. Two things. One, y'all know what I'm going to tell y'all first. If you haven't gotten 30 days of prayer, go get it. Go get 30 days of prayer. If you haven't registered for one of the courses, the virtual courses in July, you need to go ahead and get them because they're going to be sold out. And you're going to be mad at yourself because you was waiting on June to register for something in July. And the Lord has already said you need to register now. Go register for the courses now. Do not wait. What's the other thing? Let me this too. If the Lord places it on your heart to give, go over to the ministry, lmjministries.org. You can give there. Cash App us $LMJMINISTRY. Thank you, Father God, for the partners that invest in this ministry. Thank you that multiplication increase rests on their lives. Thank you, Lord God, that you are blessing their hands to prosper. Father God, I thank you that your face shines upon them. Woo! And that you never turn your face from them in Jesus' name. And then the second thing, the most important thing, is if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is your moment. Oh, no, it's LMJMINISTRY, Keidra. This is your moment, this is your hour, this is your time, right now. Like, this is your time right now. I want you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life, to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email to info@justbeinglmj.com. Yeah, Teresa, thank you for that. Teresa's been ordering copies for Mother's Day gifts. I promise you, there is an anointing and power on this prayer journal. I'm praying it myself right now for my tribe, for my clan. One of my friends told me, she said, I'm praying it and sticking everybody's name in it because the prayers are just solid. So get your copy of 30 Days of Prayer. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you, but God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let somebody else experience the love of God. We'll be right back here in the morning, sipping at 6. Saturday, we got the prayer call at 7 a.m. If you've never been on a prayer call, make this Saturday your first time or come back to the prayer call. I promise you, the time you give up at 7 a.m. will transform your life. I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you the power of God, the spirit of God is on that prayer call. I love y'all so much. I'll see y'all in the morning. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you.